Our next guest is an absolute beauty. He's known as the List Guru. We've got a few questions for him today and a stack of texts coming through. Matty Rendall joins us. G'day, Matthew.
Good afternoon, fellas. I just wanted to go on a little one-minute read, if I can, to start the show.
Please.
If that's okay.
Go. Please.
I picked this fella in the draft that no one wanted and brought him over to Adelaide, and he's been able to set himself up for the rest of his life, captain of the club, and a beautiful family. And he goes on national television last week and thanks Hamish Ogilvie for picking him. Rory Sloane, I want a correction in the next week. Twitter will do. Rory, I picked you, not Hamish Ogilvie.
I did see that, Matty.
I fell off my chair when I was watching it. I've got another one.
Was he even there then? Okay.
Yeah, Hamish was there. Me and Hamish were working together.
Right, okay. Yep.
Yeah, but that was the second year I was there, 2008. Please, Rory. I know Hamish is still working there, so maybe Hamish put him up to it.
Now we'll get our people to speak to his people.
I've got another one. Pick the bloke in the draft prior. No one else wanted, and now he's turned into a superstar off the field, and he wins a Logie, and no thanks to me for picking him in the draft in 2007. Tony Armstrong. Yeah. I want a correction on Twitter, please.
You're not getting much love, are you, Matt?
He didn't quite.
Jenkins too. He can give me some love as well. He'd be still back in Echuca if I hadn't brought him over from Melbourne.
I always pump you up on that one because I'm being serious. You didn't get enough credit for it. There was so much talk about Adelaide losing Kurt Tippett. You got him in as a backup in case that happened. And in all fairness, he ended up having a better career post that. Departure of Kurt than what Kurt had.
And I think also at the time we lost Jonathan Griffith to Freo at the same time. Mm. So we were devoid. So we chased him hard, Josh, and he ended up making a fortune in Adelaide. And now he's the king of SEN in Melbourne. And I think it's Sportsbet does work for as well.
Yeah, well, he's always been massively into the horses. He was more harness racing than the thoroughbreds, but
he's
footy in both camps.
Did you recruit Matt Crouch to Adelaide?
No, I didn't. And he was traded for the pick. They traded to Melbourne for Bernie Vince.
Yep.
So that ended up being really good. Crouch gave great service. Bernie Vince was really good for Melbourne too when they were on the climb. Yeah, but he was at the end of his career. Look, Crouch, he just doesn't fit into the Crows anymore. I mean, you need to play Cooks, Peddlers, Berry, Hatley. They're at 19, 20, 21 years of age. Crouch is, I think, 26, maybe rising
27. Yep. Well, he should be in the prime of his career.
With a year to go. No, but they're on the rebuild. So when they get really good in probably 2 or 3 years' time, he's going to be gone. So why wouldn't you put games into these blokes I'm talking about? The bloke I'd love to see go into the midfield, and Port Adelaide have set the agenda here with Rosie. I mean, they've been outstanding, Port Adelaide, since they made that move halfway through the Carlton game.
Mm. Oh, no, but they tried to do it last year, in fairness to Ken Hinckley, and he was on SEN this morning. He was injured. He was all part of the plans last year. And just on Matty Crouch, though, because we get a lot of correspondence on it, and obviously the natives are restless for the Adelaide Crows. And we hear it about Tom Mitchell when Hawthorn's going bad, what's he do with the footy? We hear it about Darcy Parrish. We hear it about a lot of players. And I think he's got a lot of AFL footy left still. If he went to Brisbane he'd be a good player.
That's the right club, yeah.
Yeah, Collingwood. Where do you think he should go? And what's he worth?
I don't know which club he suits. So, but there'll be a club. But, Tom Mitchell's a better player in that space than he is. Mm. He causes more goal or scoring assists than what Crouchy does. He tends to go so well. The biggest thing that frustrates me with Crouchy is how many times he calls for the ball on his right leg and he can't kick right. Mm. And he goes sideways too often, but what I love about his game is that he's forever getting his teammates out of trouble because he's always there for a handball receipt.
Yep.
And you need someone in your team like that. So he's got a spot somewhere else. I don't know where it is. But you know what, Crow supporters, you're only going to get a third rounder for him. He's got a year to go in his contract. At best, you're going to get a third rounder.
I still think he's a bloody good player, and he's going to play good footy if they move him on. I understand exactly what you're saying with team balance. Let's move on, because Reach has a question for you. We've got it up on our Twitter handle, The Run Home SENSA. We've got a poll going. I'll give you the results in a moment. I think it's a loaded question, but I understand where he's coming from.
So, Matt, because of your expertise in building this, I have appointed you as the list manager of Tasmania. And you're allowed to raid into South Australia like you can in the AFLW. On the whiteboard, you're told you can have Todd Marshall or Darcy Fogarty. And, of course, in comes, you know, the champion data people, and they give you the stats. Marshall's played 69 games. He averages 9.35 disposals. Fogarty, 50 games. Disposals, 8.56. Marks, Marshall, 3.8. Fogarty, 3.34. Now, this one is interesting. Average goals, Marshall, 1.28. Darcy Fogarty, 1.28. Goal assists, Marshall, 0.49. Fogarty, 0.46. So the numbers aren't much to look at.
Age?
Oh, there'd be a year difference, wouldn't they?
I'd have to check.
It wouldn't be much anyway.
Fogarty, 22. Marshall, he might be 22, 23, maybe.
That wouldn't be an issue.
23 could be. Yeah,
that's not the issue.
Check it out. Look, they've both been slow starters. Obviously, you know, family circumstances for Marshall cut a year or two out of the start of his career. But he was a big, skinny kid anyway, with not a lot of confidence. Fogarty, well, his situation has been well documented. He was nowhere near fit enough, with nowhere near the work rate to be a key forward. The blessing for Fogarty is he got Darren Burgess there, and we saw what he did with Petrarca. He turned him from a great player to a superstar, and I reckon he's turned Fogarty from an average player to a good player at the moment. That's all he is, a good player at the moment. So he's had a good little patch. And you can see his confidence is up, and he can do a lot of things because he's got the body to outbody people. Didn't realise how quick he was, and he is quick.
Yep.
And the beauty of what Fogarty's doing, he's getting up to the wing and half back even and running back. He would have never done that before Burgess got there. So his fitness has improved heaps. Who would I take? I would take Marshall, because I still think there's a massive amount of upside for him. Plus the other factor, if you end up with some key forwards, I think he could play as a key back, and you know he can do part-time ruck at some stage. I think he's got more versatility, and he is a really hard matchup.
Great answer, Matty. Fogarty, 22 years of age, Marshall, 23. And with our poll on our Twitter handle, The Run Home SENSA, 40% would take Fogg, 60% would take Marshall. I think that's understandable. Hey, we've got a bit to get through still. The other thing, all the prophets of doom are saying that David Noble is gone and Jeff Walsh will come in and do all the dirty work. You've worked with Walshy. What do you think will happen in that situation?
It's an interesting one. Geez, they were ordinary, weren't they, North on the weekend against the Crows. I mean, the Crows were good, but what were they thinking with McKay forward and not playing on Tex or Fogarty? What are you trying to do here? You're trying to fix your forward line, but you can't get it in there because every player on their list has gone backwards from last year. Mm. So the end of last year, they started to look really good. Admittedly, Cunnington was playing in the team and he was carrying a fair few on his shoulders, but every player in their team has gone backwards. I can't think of one. I actually thought maybe Tristan Zeri, the ruckman, but he wasn't playing, so he's coming off a low base. They've all gone backwards. Greenwood looks a shadow of himself. Anderson, LDU, Goldstein, Larkey, not the same player. Turner, I liked in defence last year, playing on small forwards. He's gone backwards. McKay's had a lot of injuries. That tells me you've got major problems in your club. You don't often see that. So that happened at Collingwood and Buckley went. Every player virtually went backwards at Collingwood, which means you either completely stuffed up your pre-season, which happens a lot, surprisingly happens a lot. I can't believe it still happens in this day and age. Or they're making it too complicated, the coaching staff. the game, and they look like they don't know what they're doing, which is what it looks like to me.
Jeff Walsh.
The players, and they certainly haven't got that. Jeff Walsh.
He went to Carlton, and he was the one that got rid of
He did their review, but David Teague was already gone, so Walsh's gone there. If you look at their hierarchy, North, they've got zero, hardly any experience in their key posts. I mean, the football director, the legend, the left-footed legend, Tuffy.
Rock.
He's never been involved in a footy club. No, not Anthony
Archer.
Rock. Stephen.
Yeah.
He's never been involved full-time in a footy club. Obviously, the president has, I can't think of the first name, Hood's his second name.
Yeah.
The CEO, no.
Yeah.
Brady Rawlings is young in there, and so is Daniel McPherson coming from Melbourne as the footy manager's young in there. They've got no experience, real football experience in there, so Walshy will help there. But my biggest worry with Walshy, and I mean, I get on really well with Walshy, and that he left an awful mess at Collingwood when he left.
And North
there's
Melbourne.
At the end of 17, there's not one person left at the club at Collingwood that he appointed or put in positions. I think Chris Dixon might be the only one, might be one, which is a worry for me. And the whole salary cap and the dump and players unhappy, and God, it was a mess at the end at Collingwood. But he's extremely experienced and a smart bloke, and hopefully they can sort North out, because they've had this is a horror year, and everyone should be worried about their position there.
Matty, we've got 90 seconds because we've got Brett Phillips coming up, and I've got four questions of text coming through. So just a really quick answer. So does David Noble survive?
No.
Does Ben Amalfi survive?
No.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. We've got a stack of texts coming through. This one came through from Mark from Perth. Can you ask Matty, Tarek Newchurch, should the Crows play him? He had 20 disposals and 4 goals.
Oh, though, please play him. Please play him. Beautiful. He is an excitement machine.
Another one that's come through for Port Adelaide. Could you ask Matty, would you grab Taron Thomas for Port Adelaide? And what would he be worth?
Oh, absolutely.
What would he
in
be worth?
In a heartbeat.
What would he be worth?
Oh, you're going to cough up your first rounder.
Really?
Yeah, Taron Thomas.
I know.
His best is really good. He's had, I told you, they've all gone backwards. He's one of them. If you can pinch a North player, go for it, because I think there's a lot of upside with their players.
There's a good text there about a Collingwood player I think would fit very nicely in South Australia.
Last one here. Arvo boys, can you ask Matt Rendell if he thinks Caleb Poulter would be gettable by the Crows, and what he's heard on Mackesy as well, Worrell and Scholl in particular, Scholl to Carlton as per Miles Fitzner, and he's pretty well played Santful since that rumour was dropped. That's from Lockie. So one of our colleagues, Miles Fitzner, and he gets a bit of good mail.
Yeah, look, he probably should be in front of Hamill there. Right? Hamill's been a bit disappointing. So, but I can't see him fitting in Carlton's team. I don't think it's any better there. I think he should stick it out for another year and try and get in that team.
Poulter?
I think there's spots for him. Scholl and Poulter, yes. Definitely have a crack at him. Absolutely have a crack to
you
play
like
on
him.
The wing.
All right, and the future for Mackesy.
With Seedsman, it looks like Seedsman is he going to play again?
Well, we've got next year.
And you've got Hatley on one wing, who's a ringside mid. They actually got a spot for him, Poulter, if they went after him.
Yep. All right, and just a quick Mackesy future, yes, no?
He'll be interstate, I would think.
All right. Hey, beautifully summed up today. You gave us some absolute gems, Matty. Always enjoy chatting to you. Apologies to the other techs. We couldn't get to them all. We've got to talk tennis in a moment. Hey, Matty, we'll chat to you again next week. We'll get Tony Armstrong. We'll get that sorted out for him. And we'll get Rory Sloane on as well.
Thank you very much, fellas. See you later.
There he is, Matty Rendell. He's a